And at 8:56, 34 degrees. Time to see what's happening on the commodity markets this morning as we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We are seeing some fairly quiet prices here to start the new week here with not a lot of news out here yet this morning. As most know, the East Coast had quite a bit of snow over the weekend, so USDA offices are expected to be closed. So not for sure at this point how much news we'll get out of the USDA here this morning. We are expecting export inspections out at 10, but they could easily be delayed until tomorrow at this point. Market's pretty quiet, like I said. March corn at 370 and a half, up a quarter cent. May corn at 374 and three quarters, unchanged. July corn at 379 and three quarters, that's also unchanged. December 16 corn at 392, unchanged. Over in the soybean pit here, lower early, but have recovered here a little bit. March soybeans at 877 and a quarter, that's up three quarters of a cent. May soybeans at 878, up three quarters. July soybeans at 883 and a half, up a penny and a half. November 16, soybeans at 885 and a half, up one and three quarters. Chicago wheat pit, March wheat at 480 and three quarters, that's up five and one quarter. May wheat at 485 and a quarter, up 5 cents. July, Chicago wheat at 490 and three quarters, up five and one half. Out in Kansas City, March Kansas City wheat at 474 and three quarters, up 4 cents. May KC wheat at 484 and three quarters, also up four. In July, KC wheat at 494 and a half, up three and three quarters. No livestock trade yet here this morning, although we did have a cattle on feed report out on Friday afternoon. Did show on feed and placement numbers higher than the trade was expected. So we'll see how the cattle market responds to that. Like I said, no trade yet here this morning. Like Drew mentioned, overall South American weather still looks okay, so not much of a news story there. We will have some moisture in most of the corn belt here over the next 24 hours before temperatures warm pretty quickly. Not much otherwise news here expected this week. It looks like a pretty quiet day here. We have seen some pretty good short covering here from the funds over the last few weeks, really since the January crop report, commitment to traders report. I did confirm that on Friday afternoon. Did show a little less fund position short for both corn and soybeans. Kind of plays into that same storyline that the funds kind of lightened their load here a little bit since the USDA did not raise yields on corn and soybeans on January 12th. Moving forward, though, fundamentals still continue to be kind of a lid to the upside here. We continue to have very comfortable carryouts for both corn and soybeans, so the upside still somewhat limited. Have seen a little bit of increase in producer selling here, too. Do have crude oil down over a dollar once again. The dollar index also a little lower here, Brian. So got a few outside market factors are watching, but overall, a pretty quiet start to the week here.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report. Have yourself a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois on this Monday. And a look at Wall Street quickly. Dow down 71 points, 16,022. The S&P off 10 at 1897. The NASDAQ down 19 at 4572. And weather today, expecting cloudy skies out there. Chance of rain, the high 41 degrees with south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of rain this evening, cloudy skies with a low of 31. Cloudy skies, cooler tomorrow. Temperatures nearly steady in the lower 30s. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 34 degrees at 9 o'clock.